Blog Talk Radio.
That's why I want you to call in on the phone and say, hey,
hey, what's up, man?
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we have to find to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Good morning. Cool. All right. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we don't have time to fall for nothing, nothing at all. Amen. So on this beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, phenomenal, tremendous February 20th, 2023, it is President's Day. Now, what does President's Day mean? That means that nobody is going to the bank today because the banks aren't open. That means that anything political that has to do with the president is going on is not going on today, just today. So if you go out and do some credit today and you think you're going to it's going to clear in your bank account in 2 days. It's not. It's going to be an extra day because it's President's Day. So If you want to go out, this is a good day to get out with your family if you're off today and go enjoy President's Day and do your thing on President's Day. However, even though it's President's Day, the president is still at work, believe it or not. He still has to work today because why does the president still have to work today? Because the unidentified flying objects are still flying around out there, and they have to make sure that the United States of America is protected by any means necessary. So he has a lot of work to do. He really can't take a day off because he's dealing with everything that's going on in the world. What's happening in Ukraine, the earthquake in Turkey, where unfortunately, they're still finding people up under the rubble in Turkey. So there's a lot going on. This is a civil rights talk show, and we have some very intriguing and interesting topics for you today. We will remember never to forget that civil rights is a right for us to stand up for our constitutional rights, our human rights, and we need to make sure that we stand and that we are heard, and we got to make sure our clock goes forward and our clock doesn't go backwards. We can't go back to 1960. We can't go back to 1977. We can't go back to 1989. We have to go forward and we have to push forward. And I am concerned about us pushing forward because they are constantly working on turning the clock backwards. And we're not going to have that, okay? So we'll let you know that right now. It's not going down. It's going up, but it ain't going down. Okay, it's going up, but it's not going down. Now, I want to send a special shout out. I want to dedicate this show right here to anybody who has been bullied. I want to dedicate this show to anybody who has been bullied in their life. I mean, bullying is out of control. Okay, bullying is completely out of control. Okay, and we aren't having it. Okay, so we're going to talk about that later on in the show this morning. And that's important that we get that information out there. I'm tagging a few people right now. Everybody on Facebook Live, tag 15 people. Tag 15 people if you're on Facebook Live and let them know that the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show is on and we are doing our thing. I just got through sending a tag to Tyler Perry, so let's see if Tyler Perry listens to our show today. His wife comes on our show. His significant other comes on our show. And so I'm happy to say that. And a few other celebrities listen to our show. And I'm just happy that they do because that lets me know people are listening to the show all around the world. And that's important. So there we go. We're live. Sheila Timberlake, good morning, good morning, good morning. Vera, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, I said. Oh, yeah, by the way, one of our special guests this morning is going to be Ida Vern Jordan. She came on our show last week. Hey, what's up, Chandra Daniels? How you doing? God bless you. Send it to 15 people, tag 15 people right now, because we're about to get deep. What we're going to talk about today is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. We're going to keep it real. We're going to have two special guests on our show. All right, let's see. Let's answer that real quick. Well, the show is live. Okay. Join us. Okay, so yeah, one of our special guests this morning is going to be on this morning, and one of our special guests is Ida Jordan. She's going to be on about her son, and her son, 7 years old, was stabbed in the neck at an elementary school, and the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, along with Bishop Taylor, who runs an organization called Save Our Seed, which is a family network and international Christian fellowship, we're going to be doing some things with that project to stop that type of activity within the LA Unified School District. There's some corruption going on, there's some negativity going on, and there's definitely some bullying going on. This is an elementary school. This is not a middle school or a high school. And it's starting real early. We already know about the kid who went to school with a gun and shot the teacher. Okay, so this is not getting better. This is getting worse. And a lot of these little kids are mimicking what they see on the games, what they see on TV, and what they hear their parents say and do. Okay, so if you're arguing in front of your kids, if you're cursing in front of your kids, If you're doing drugs in front of your kids, good morning, Letitia Long. How are you? Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so glad that you're on with us, Letitia. Please tag 10 of your friends, family members, or associates and church members right now. Everybody on Facebook Live, tag 10 or 15 people right now. If you are doing any kind of negative things in front of your kids, this is not the time to do that. This is not the time to do that, okay? This is not the time to do those type of things. And make sure your kids are not sitting there listening to every little movie. Yes, I have that message. Thank you, Professor Reams. I have that message. We're going to, yes, hallelujah. We're going to be listening to this in a minute. We're just going to be talking about some things that are very, very important. And so I want to make sure we stay focused. If you're doing anything negative, or you're having a negative conversation, or you have a disagreement with your significant other, your husband or your wife or whatever, your girlfriend or boyfriend, make sure you don't do it in front of your kids, because they're little tape recorders and they're listening to everything you say and do. And if they hear a lot of arguing going on, what's up, Mike Curry? What's up, bro? How you feeling, man? Blessings and more blessings. And I want to shout out a happy birthday to your daughter and your granddaughter on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Shouting that out to my buddy, Mike Curry. What's going on? And again, I want to say this to you guys. And good morning to my wife, Wanda Long. Good morning, honey. How are you? God bless you. And I want to say this. Do not argue in front of your kids. Do not, you know, wait till they go to bed or take a walk down the street somewhere. But all that arguing and cursing in front of your kids, you're not doing nothing but creating monsters. And make sure if you have weapons in your house that your weapons are in a safe place. Make sure your kids don't know where your weapons are, and they should be in a lockbox, okay? They shouldn't be where an elementary kid can get a gun, put it in his backpack, and take it to school and shoot a teacher. That should never happen, okay? But, okay, Chandra Daniels said, kids look and listen to see what their parents are doing and saying, and then they go and repeat. And, yes, they do. They do it at school every day. Hey, right on, Brother Mike. I see y'all as well. They do it every day. Kids mimic what we do at school. I don't know if you guys remember this. You might be, you know, this might be for certain people who graduated from school at a certain time. But, you know, if your parents smoked cigarettes, they had these little cigarettes that came in a box. They were gum. It was gum. And you could blow the cigarette and the smoke would come out like it was, it made it feel like you were smoking. But you weren't. But we didn't know, but that was a bad thing. To teach kids how to blow out of a, you know, piece of gum package that was rolled up that looked like a cigarette. That was terrible, but we thought it was cool. And, of course, it led to young people learning how to smoke. And the smoking tobacco company doesn't care anything about anybody dying from cancer from smoking. As long as they can sell you a pack of Kools or Newport or Winston's, they're doing their job. And that's what it's all about. What's up, Cousin Charles Jones? Good morning to you. What's up all the way out there in Arizona? Hey, shout out to you and the family out there. Okay, so without further ado, let's get some – oh, yeah, by the way, our two special guests today. One is Ida Jordan, and our other special guest is Bishop Emeritus Taylor. And with Bishop Taylor, our first topic, we're going to be talking about fatherhood. We're going to go into a book about fatherhood, and this is why we're talking about kids today. And not only – everything on the show today is going to have something to do with our young people and adults as well. But this is extremely very important information that you're not going to turn on the news and get this, because they're not going to tell you, because they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know. The school district don't want you to know how bad the L.A. Unified School District is doing right now. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know a kid has gotten stabbed in his neck or being bullied and beat up at school. They don't want you to know that. They want you to think everything is just perfectly fine when you drop your child off at school. And we know that's not true, because kids come home crying every day. Good morning, Ida Vern Jordan. I see you on Facebook Live. Please tag 15 of your classmates from Dorsey and tell them to join us in this wonderful conversation about how to make sure our kids have proper safety and make sure our kids are not being bullied. Oh, by the way, do we have enough school police? No, we don't. But our taxpaying dollars are at work. We're sending $8 billion over to Ukraine to fight a war that we're not even involved in. Well, we are involved as far as financing them. Yeah, we are. But we could take a billion of that, a half a billion, and make sure we have enough school police for all the schools in the LA Unified School District. We don't want to be short of school policing, because if you don't have enough school police there, then that means you have crime going on campus that's out of control, including kids bringing guns to school and knives to school and who knows what else to school. What's up? Hello, this is Tutu Collins. How are you? Welcome to the show. Please tag 15 of your family members and friends and church members right now. Let them know you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And let me just move this over right here. Let me do a little right there. Let's say here, right there. Yeah, keep tagging them. Keep tagging them. They're coming in. They're coming in. All right. Now, I thought about something this morning, and I thought about it for like, I'm not switching subject at all. I'm staying on the subject. But last week we talked about the Mallory family. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see. Okay, Sheila Timberlake, I want to get this out real quick. Sheila Timberlake said, did you hear about the school that's a young lady unified school that someone has put a memorial for another student? Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Somebody at the school district put a memorial up for a kid he was in a special education class. I don't know if he was mentally retarded or bipolar syndrome or whatever it is. Mental health matters, okay? And we have a segment on our show called Mental Health and You. So somebody went around putting on the student that the student was dead. They put a memorial up for the student and everything. The student was very much alive. Now, if that's not, I mean, that person that did that, that should be expelled from every school in the district. Because that, why would you go out and promote a lie like that, that a student that has Down syndrome or mental disabilities, that they are deceased, and that you're putting up a memorial with balloons and everything for them and writing it on the wall on the school campus that this person has passed away and that they died? That is cray-cray. Those are the things that we're going to be talking about this morning. Okay, without further ado, let me get my sister Vera in the studio. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning to all the listeners.
I am great this morning.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Welcome to the show. And without further ado, let's get Professor Reams in the studio. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. I'm doing just fine. And tell everyone that welcome to the Blessed Blog Talk radio program on Monday mornings, where we will get to the real deal Holyfield. And also, we are going to show how the good Lord is working within us to do the things to resolve these issues, because this is what we need, not only talk, but action. So with that, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Granny V. And also, good morning to the listeners.
Amen, amen, amen. Vera, your phone's going in and out. Vera, your phone's going in and out. Say that again.
Good morning,
Vera,
to Professor Reams. Yes, good morning to Professor Reams.
Good morning,
okay,
Dr. Reams. The doctor's in the house.
Amen. And without further ado, let me get Bishop Taylor in the studio. I believe this is him. Good morning, Bishop Taylor. Are you there? Good morning.
Yes, I am. Pastor Eddie, can you hear me?
You can speak a little bit louder if you don't mind.
Yes, I am. I'm having difficulties, but I'm on the line, sir, and I see you
too. We can
too.
Hear you. Yes, okay, great. Oh, you see me too. All right, wonderful. So if you're on Facebook Live, also, can you tag 10 people if you know how to do that? Tag 10 people. Somebody said there's echoes coming in. Is there an echo coming from me here, you guys?
No more.
Okay, now it's gone. Okay, good. Great, great.
Thanks.
Oh, okay, thank you. All right. Amelia, hey, Amelia, how are you? Please tag 10 people. Amelia, good to hear from you. I'm glad you're on the show with us this morning on this wonderful, beautiful President's Day. Okay, let's see. I want to get Ida in the studio. And Ida, wait a minute, hold on. Oh, let me get my daughter in the studio, Talana. Good morning. Good morning, Talana. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Happy Monday.
All right. How are you feeling this morning on this beautiful President's Day?
I'm blessed to be in service one more time, Dad. Thank you for asking. Good morning, Butterfly, and good morning, Professor Reams. Good morning to everybody listening. Good morning, Facebook, and God bless you all.
Good morning.
Professor Reams, are you still there? Come on and say good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Unfortunately, I'm getting an echo as well.
Are you still getting an echo right now?
I hear the echo when I say something, and so I'm it's sort of like delayed.
No, you're coming out nice and clear, nice and clear. What's up, Kenyon? How are you? Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody. Please tag 10 more people. Tag 10 people on Facebook Live and let them know we're about to get this whole thing going. We're talking about something very important. We're talking about two topics this morning. Our first topic is going to lead into our second topic. Our first topic, we actually have three topics on the show. Our first topic is what happened to a young man at the elementary school where he was stabbed in the neck. We're going to get an update from Ida Vern Jordan, and we have a plan that we are going to put into action. My organization is the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, okay, and my rights, okay? It's okay if you can speak and you hear an echo, it's okay, but if I'm making an echo, let me know. Everybody else is just fine. Everybody else is just fine. Well, look, we have a lot to talk about, so let's see if we can get Ida Vern Jordan. Let's see. I want to get Ida in the studio with us. Let's see. Call in to 323-646. Is that you, Ida? Good morning. Okay, that must not be her. Let's put that back on hold. Okay, let's see if we can find her number here. Let's see. Call her in the 323-843-840. Caller in 323-804, are you there?
Caller in the 323-843-840.
Okay. So we're going to put that back on hold. That can't be heard. Okay, let's see.
Getting feedback from you.
You're getting feedback from me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, let's see something here. Let's try another method here. Let's go like this. Let's see. Okay. All right. Okay.
I don't see the number up now. 424-200.
Oh, 424-200. Let's see.
That's Ida's number.
Okay. Okay. Let's see if we can get her on the phone because I thought
she's just on.
Okay. Go ahead. Hey, let's see here.
424-200-1844.
Okay.
That's Ida.
Okay, let's see here. Let's see if we can get her in. 424-200. And what's the rest? Bishop?
1844.
Okay, 1844. Okay. Yes, you can. 22 Collins. The number to the show is 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And then press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Okay. So 22 says that, let me get this right. Let me get this right. A lot of things are coming in on Facebook. Can I talk to you? I have a lot of things to say with criminalization that happened to me just stuff in life that you should put out there about black prey for my nephew. He just lost his wife. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Hey, cousin Katoya Bell, all the way in Texas. What's up, Katoya? Thank you for coming on. Please tell the rest of the family, tag 10 people out there in Texas right now. And shout out my cousin Shamanika, too, and all the Bell family. Love you guys, family. Love y'all. Peace. Let me call Ida right now. Let's see if we can get Ida in the studio. Hold on, you want to answer the question? Let's see if we can get Ida in the studio.
Ida in the studio.
Hello.
Good morning, Ida. Is that you?
Yes.
Good morning, Ida. Is that you?
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Ida. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ida. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Ida. But we got an echoing going on, so one of the two you gotta turn the volume down on the Facebook Live and only on the phone. Let that be on because it's feeding back. And it's echoing.
Okay, is that better?
No, it's not. We can still hear the echoing.
Well, if I hang the phone up, I'm not going to be able to see you. I got a computer on and a phone.
Okay, so turn the computer down, man, and just go off of your phone.
Okay, is that better?
Test 1, 2. Yes, that's much better. Good morning, son. Good morning, Ishmael. How are you this morning? Wait, it's still echoing. Maybe you should be in another room away from that so it won't echo like that, because there's a lot of people listening right now, and everybody wants to hear what we're talking about this morning. So we want it to be where everybody can hear it nice, loud, and clear. Good morning, son. How you doing? On Facebook Live, please tag 15 people. Okay, Ida, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in a different
room. I'm gonna say the number. Hold on 1 second, Ida. I'm gonna say the number for you again, 22. It's 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Okay.
My condolences to Tutu and her family. I grew up with that family, and I knew that little boy who just lost his wife for 30 years. So I feel bad that
yes.
happened.
Well, hopefully we'll get her on for a minute, and we can say condolences. Okay, all right, now, listen to me carefully. If you can't have the phone and the computer on at the same time, you have to turn one or the other down. This is not just for you, Ida, it's for everybody that's listening. But everybody say good morning to Ida Jordan this morning.
Good morning, Ida.
Good morning, Ida.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, so did everybody say good morning to Ida Van Jordan? Bishop, did you say hello, Bishop?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Sister Ida. Good to have you on the line.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too. And my name is just only Ida Jordan.
Eddie.
Thank you, Sister
okay.
Ida Jordan.
Thank you.
Okay. Somebody said I'm freezing now. Okay. Whenever we have a big show and there's a lot going on, what's up, Thompson Hood? How are you? Whenever we have a big show and something's going on, we're always going to have the CIA, the DEA, the FBI. And what's up, Cousin Linda Jones? All right, my Cousin Linda Jones, my first cousin down there in Texas. Good morning. I'm so glad you're on. Please tag 10 more people. I'm glad Shamanika Bell's on. I'm glad Katoya Bell is on. My family coming in from all over. My son is on. A lot of people are listening to this show right now. Thank you, Amelia, for putting that on right now. Thank you for putting a number up, 646-787-8064. And if you want to join in on our conversation, call me. Oh, okay, I see. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're going to get to that. Brother Thompson, I'm so glad you're on this morning. Tag 10 people. Okay, so we got two things we're talking about. First, we're going to talk to Ida about what happened to her son at school. And we're going to get an update, and then I'm going to give you our plan, and we want everybody to join us. The second thing we're going to talk about is a book by Dr. Miles Monroe, and our special guest is Bishop Taylor on this book. It's called The Fatherhood Principle, because we don't have enough fathers in the family right now. Fathers are being either they're just not there, or either they're in jail, or either they just, you know, so we got to get fathers. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good fathers out there now, and I'm one of them. We have a lot of good fathers. But then we have a lot of fathers who need to get back into whatever their kids are doing, whether it's, you know, even if you just sit down and read a book with them, if you just take out whatever you can do to spend time with your kids, it's a priority and it's very, very important. So spending time with your kids is a priority. And the more time you spend with them and the more time you teach them, the better they are in life, period. And, you know, I have school teachers in my family. So this is a very sensitive topic. My daughter is a school teacher. I have other family members. My cousins are school teachers. So what we teach our kids at home, matter of fact, this is the bottom line. Everything starts at home. Everything starts at home. It doesn't start at the school. It doesn't start at the church. It starts at home. And then when they learn it at home, then they know how to do when they get to school and get to church and get out there in the streets where, you know, the police are and other types of elements of life are. If you learn it at home, then you know how to get out there and act right because you have some act right in you. Okay? Thank you for those hearts, you guys. Appreciate that. I love y'all so much, everybody on here. Okay, without further ado, Bishop Taylor.
Yes, sir.
You and I sat down and had a meeting at the beginning of at the end of the week, and we are going to plan on going over to the school, and we are going to have a rally at the school and a protest at that school where the 7-year-old kid was stabbed in the neck. Hey, cousin Brenda Hayter Shaker, good morning to you. Thank y'all for the hearts. Now, Bishop, are you excited about going to do this protest? Go ahead, take the floor.
Yes, I am. I'm very excited. First of all, let me say I thank God that I was able to meet you in person, sit down across from on the table here in my home in Paramount, and we are devising a strategy to go to the school with the news reporter. That school is Purchase Elementary School on 132nd and Purchase here in Gardena. And we're going to be going there with our signs and hopefully with the newscast and letting people know that we're not going to lay down and not say anything about the things that are happening to our people there in the Purchase Elementary School in Gardena. So, yes, I'm looking forward to joining you and those that will join up with us to go out there and protest and let them know that we are not going to stand for the things that are going on without letting us know what's happening. Back to you, Brother Eddie.
Okay, now we're going to the date that I'm coming up with the date right now. I did not premeditate this. We hadn't had a date, but today I have a date. The press release will go out. We'll talk to Professor Reams. We'll get all the address and all the information. We're going to send out the press release today. So the press release will be hot and ready on Wednesday. We're going to do this on Wednesday at 11 a.m. We're going to start at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, and we'll probably stay there a couple of hours to make sure that they remember never to forget why we are there. We are fighting for safety because no kids should get stabbed. An elementary kid, 7 years old, stabbed in the neck while he was in the bathroom, using the restroom, by two other little kids his age. This is getting out of control. So everybody on Facebook Live, if you're a school teacher, including family members, I want to hear what you want to say. Just type it in on Facebook Live how you feel about our kids out of control even in elementary school now. I mean, it used to be junior high and high school and college. Now it's elementary school. Okay, so I'll type it in there how you feel about it. You don't even have to be a teacher. Just type in your feelings, okay? That's important. I want to go to Ida. Now, I've
Brother
been on
Eddie,
Ida for many years.
Saying, Brother Eddie, are you saying
yes.
This Wednesday, the 22nd at 11 a.m.?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I am this Wednesday. And it's going to rain, but rain, sleet, or snow, we still got to go. Okay? Rain, sleet, or snow, we still have to go. And we're going to be out there. We're going to do a press conference at 11 a.m. sharp. And then we're going to march. We're going to hold up our sign. Then we're going to take a letter inside the school to the principal. And a letter also will go to the school district. And a letter will also go to the mayor. And a letter will also go to the governor. And we just might send one to the president of the United States to let them know that bullying is out of control at the elementary school level, and it's increasingly negative, and we need to do something about it. Chandra Daniels said, my Lord, it's too much bullying in the schools. and something has to end, and we need to take action. I agree with you, Sandra. It is out of control. Ida, take the floor. Tell us again. Give us a quick review of what happened to your son, and I hope you're excited about us getting together on Wednesday. Go right ahead, Ida.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited about that. On February the 6th, my son was at school in the bathroom, and two boys came in and attacked him. One told the other to get him. So that boy charged him with an ink pen and stabbed him in the neck. I didn't hear anything about it. The school didn't call me. I got there at 2:28 and found out from other students that my son was in the office and that he had got stabbed. So when I went in there, everybody's in there like, hello, did somebody call me? So I just called the police. They didn't come to the school. They came to my house. The principal was trying to be evasive with me. She didn't have a lot of information on what happened. But when I got in there, the two boys were already in there and my son, you know.
Wow.
The bathrooms are being unsupervised at all schools. I have checked out different schools out here in Gardena. I contacted the mayor out here. Her name is Tasha Serta. I emailed her and told her, you know, what's going on, and I haven't got back from her. So I kind of went up to the top superintendent, the superintendent's boss, which is Tony Thurman, and I haven't gotten any response. So a lot of people on this app called neighbors.com, it's over 500 people that contacted me saying that their kid got bullied or they got bullied before and that nothing's never happened. The policies need to change. Bullies need to be disciplined. They need to be suspended, expelled, whatever they can do to get them to learn a lesson, because a lot of people don't know that the bullies are not being disciplined at all. And that's what I'm pretty much upset about. You know.
Well, the kids not only are you upset,
yeah.
A lot of people who send their kids to school are upset too because they don't want their kids to be bullied. And I don't blame them. I don't want my grandkids going to school being bullied by anybody, not even by the teachers, not even by the principal. Because like I told you, okay, my cousin Linda Jones, a whole new generation losing our children to the warfare of the enemy in our homes, schools, and communities. I'm getting the Holy Ghost chills right now. I'm getting the Holy Ghost chills because the teacher, my cousin Linda Jones Bell, said it as clear as it could be said. Hey, Marcella, welcome to the show. Please tag 10 people. If you have grandkids that go to school, if you have kids that go to school, and this is starting at the elementary level, listen to what Linda just said. A whole new generation, we're losing our children to the warfare of the enemy in our homes, in our schools, and in our community. And this is a extremely very true statement. And based on that statement right there, we're talking about a kid. What's the name of the school again that we're going to?
Perchy Elementary School in Gardena.
Perchy Elementary School. I remember that elementary school. Now we're going to Perchy on this Wednesday coming up, which is the 22nd. And even though the weather's going to be just fine, we're going to have a press conference there. We're going to have the media there. We're going to have the newspapers there, and anybody who wants to come out, please, Ida, give out the address right now because we need everybody to come out in numbers. Give us the address.
It's on the corner of 132nd Street and Purchase, 132nd and Purchase, right off of Van Ness.
And that's in the city of Gardena? In the city of Gardena. That's where we're going to be. The Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, and Bishop Taylor would save our seed, because saving our seed are these kids. These kids are the seeds that we're working on saving. And we're not going to save them if they fall to the devil's calamities. The devil is busy in these elementary schools. You already saw a kid go to school and shoot a teacher, and then they had to subdue the elementary school student who was fighting with the people, the teachers, and the police. They had to handcuff him and put him in the car because he was out of control.
Well, Cover City has had outbreaks of fights, and so a lot of parents are wrapped there at Cover City High School. Or was it junior? No, elementary school.
Okay, so here's my point. And to all the listeners, hey, Denise Washington, Marcella Rios, please tag 10 more people. And this is very important. If we don't stop this ourselves, see, we are the taxpayers. We hire these people to do their jobs. We hire the police officers to do their job. Number one, there's not enough school police. Number two, there's not enough school police. Number three, there's not enough supervision on the yard. There's not enough supervision. You got kids at school doing drugs, which is one of our topics on the show today. Our other topic on the show today is about fatherhood. Okay, Robinson, Sheila Timberlake says, hold on, let's get this all out here. Okay, hey, Denise, everybody on Facebook Live, please write in how you feel about what we're talking about. A bully does not just wake up being a boy, especially little children. So something definitely has to go on in the home or around them that's teaching them how to act that way. You're so right, especially at the age of six. This is why I'm going to elaborate on what I said a while ago. I'm going to elaborate on that one more time. Please let this sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Parents, husband and wife and husband, or whatever, girlfriend and boyfriend, don't argue in front of your kids. Don't fight in front of your kids. Don't do alcohol in front of your kids. Don't smoke marijuana in front of your kids. Don't pop pills in front of your kids. And definitely don't be shooting needles in front of your kids. Because everything you do from the age of 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, they are mimicking every single thing you do. If you leave a glass of alcohol sitting on the table and pass out, guess who's going to drink it? If somebody's smoking marijuana and you leave it on the table, guess who's going to smoke it and go out the house and try to smoke it somewhere? So it all starts at home. So if you plant a good seed, you'll bear good fruit. If you plant bad seeds, you're going to bear bad fruit. That's the bottom line. I can't put it any more plain than that. I can't make it any more simple than that. And then we have to watch what our kids are watching. This game, these games, one of these games is Grand Theft Auto is the worst game in the world, and I'm going to tell you why. You can beat up a woman in Grand Theft Auto. You can shoot her and beat her and kick her out of the car and steal her car. What are we teaching our kids with these games? I told you a 12-year-old, the mother took the cell phone from the 12-year-old. He took a sledgehammer and he beat up everything in her house. He broke the toilet, the windows, the mirrors, everything in her house. And he's 12 years old. I wish a 12-year-old would in my house. That'll
Let me say
last
something.
Out.
Eddie,
go right
Ida
here.
Jordan.
Is that you, Ida? Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
ahead. I was at an elementary school the other day, and a parent walked in with her. Probably 3 years old. And the phone that he had was real loud. So I said, can he turn that down a little bit? He took the phone from that little boy, and he had a fit. He went crazy, running around the office and screaming and hollering. I'm saying, this technology got these kids' minds blown. But he was out of control.
Wait a minute. Ida, not only does it have the kids' mind under hypnosis, it has the adults as well, because – you know, you could be talking to a person, they will completely ignore you if they're on that phone. These phones are smartphones, and they're smart enough to hypnotize you and take control of you and get you into a zone. You go into beast mode on those cell phones. These little 2-year-old and 3-year-old kids take the phone from them and see what happens. They'll go into a tantrum on you. You know? And so, okay, I want to say good morning to Gloria Majors. I want to say good morning to, hey, good morning, Gloria Majors. How are you? I want to say good morning to Denise Washington. I want to say good morning to everybody that's on Facebook Live. I want to, now, Edie White said exactly, can't stand those games, especially for children. These games, parents don't even know what they're buying their kids. They go buying these games, and people are beating each other up in the game. They're killing each other in the game. There's blood in the game.
Grand Theft.
There's rape. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto is the worst game you could buy your kids. It's not even good for adults. Okay. Somebody just hit me up and said, I was being bullied in school and in life. I started studying martial arts in high school. I became a professional. Let's see, hold on. hold on. I became a professional fighter in boxing, wrestling, and someone tried to bully me or anyone around me. I teach kids how to be confident knowing martial arts. I agree with you. I agree with you. We should teach our kids martial arts. We should teach our kids karate, boxing, and everything else. But we need to make sure that they know how to manage themselves when they're taken. Because I know some karate experts that became bullies because they had the ability to raise their legs and arms to a certain degree where they could hurt other people. Wrestlers, too. Judo and all that. I took judo, taekwondo, hapkido, and all that stuff. And it could be used in a good way, and it could be used in a bad way. I want to go to our professor, Professor Reams. But before we go to our professor, Professor Reams, who's going to probably get our press release out, Vera, come to the floor. How do you feel about – wait, hold on. Edie Way says some kids are playing and are playing those games with their parents.
You're right.
And some of those kids say – one, some kids are left – the game is the babysitter, okay? The game is the babysitter. Right, and if you don't want to be bothered with your kids, just buy them some games and go on back in there with your cognac and your marijuana, whatever you're doing, and they'll play that game for hours and hours. They, matter of fact, they'll play it all night until you make them get off of it. Okay, so Eddie, Sarah, come to the floor. Yes. Did someone call my name?
Ida Jordan. I want to
this
before
is
you
Pastor
carry.
Eddie Jones.
Yeah, I want to give a moment of. Then a prayer by Baby the Bishop for Tutu Collins, who lost her nephew. Well, her nephew's wife died in a car accident. They were together. And
okay, give me the prefix because I asked Tutu to call in. Let's see if she did. What is the what are the first three, the first six numbers on her phone? Not the whole number, just the area code and the first three numbers. Huh?
I think it's 818.
818, let's see. Okay, I don't see... 818 number on here. Could you tell her to please call in? The number we gave her the number. The number is 64. Text her the number, or if you have her number, give it to me, and I'll just call her from the show right now. Okay? Because this is very, very important. What we're talking about. Do you have her number?
I'm looking for it now. I don't want to hang you up. So hold on a second.
When you find her number, just let me know. Vera, come on in, Vera. How do you feel about what's going on with the bullying in the school and safety? Go right ahead, Vera, take the floor.
I am saddened really to hear about the bullying. It didn't just start, but now more parents and more people are aware of what's happening. And I will not be able to make the rallies coming up. However, I will be there in spirit. And I hope that every single person that can make it to the elementary school be present.
Amen. Thank you, Vera. Thank you. Talana Jones, please take the floor. What do you feel about kids and safety at school, which is out of control, and the bullying that's out of control at the elementary school level? Go ahead, take the floor.
Bullying has been out of control before, Jesus. I have a lot to say. I just feel a little, as you would say, that appalled, very frustrated because the LAUSD system has been shot for a long time. They took discipline out of the school, and that took away anything that meant something of purpose. And now, fast forward to today, after pandemic, after post-COVID, everything has gone wrong. It's a plague. This is what I really feel it is. It's a sign of time that people need to really start paying attention to. And it's not just the children. You, Dad, you said it starts at home. If it's not applied within the parents, how can the children get something that was not extended? And then they take it to school.
Amen. And then the insult to injury,
if that also, wait a minute, I'm almost finished. And then the insult to injury is that school police are also corrupt.
Yeah.
So how can you trust the people who protect and serve us if they don't do right by us?
Amen.
Vera, and imagine that a lot of attorneys turn down the case. They don't want to get involved because school district is really big, you know, it's really big. They don't want to go against the school district. Who does? That's why the bullying policies are corrupt also. They do nothing to these kids.
Yes, you're right. I want to send a shout out to Cassandra Pullum. You're right, Cassandra. It is a plague. Cassandra, it's a plague, and you're right. Now, I want to give a shout out. My wife said, are there any consequences to the students' actions in the schools?
No.
We realize
no.
there is a moral
no.
decline in – wait, let me finish. There is a moral decline in homes these days, but what are the school districts prepared to do? When I was coming up, a student would be expelled for such an action, and that is so true. When we were coming up, you were held accountable for your actions. You were expelled or suspended. Your parents had to come back to the school with you, sit down in a meeting with the principal, and Amelia, that's your friend Cassandra. Welcome, Ms. Pullum. Welcome, Cassandra Pullum, all the way from out there. I don't know if y'all are in Atlanta. Where are you guys at, Amelia? Where are you at? Y'all in Texas or Atlanta? Shout out where you're from on Facebook Live. Because a lot of people are calling in from out of state, and they're on Facebook from out of state. And I want to – what was just said just now is such a big priority because we need to realize that there are no consequences for these little kids. I don't want to call elementary school kids criminals, but what else can you call them? What else
and
can
Dad,
you call them? They're committing crimes. Oh, yes, please go right ahead.
I just want to add that our children are also sponges. So they absorb everything
right.
from the first 5 years of their life watching their parents. So
yes.
everything that has been instilled or modeled behind has been what they saw or been in the environment
wow.
of. Their atmosphere is being tainted. So then they take what they've learned from home to school.
Yeah.
And it's not
yes.
inappropriate. So how do you learn, how do you teach a child that's already learned something that's not of value and then
wow.
try to redirect and steer them in the right direction to where they don't stick or veer off and lose, you know, sight of the clear, which is education. Is what you go to school for, to learn. It was a privilege
right.
when we didn't have a chance to read or write. So it's insulting right now that the system is failing us to where our kids think it's okay to hurt other people.
I agree with you 100%. That was my daughter, Talana Jones. Very well said. That was prolifically and profoundly said. And I know that we will remember never to forget that message. Brenda Hader Shaker, what's up, Brenda Hader Shaker Kelly? She said on Facebook Live, the kids are out of control. It's really sad how disrespectful they are bullying their parents and everyone. But I'm with you, cousin. I wish a kid would. See, we let the government tell us that we can't spank our kids. I guarantee you, I'm spanking my grandkids. I spank my kids. And guess what? The government is not – let something happen. The government will come put your kids in jail or put them in some kind of system. So we need
yes.
to be able to spank our kids. And I don't care what the government says. You need to lay hands on your kids. That's why they're out of control. And when you lay hands on them – and another thing, when we were growing up, and I don't care what nobody thinks, I thank my mother for this and my father. If you got out of control, you did not eat dinner on time. You might have to wait an extra hour, and you were thinking you weren't going to get dinner. But you take the food away? Boy, I tell you, boy, you got some changed kids on your hands, okay? They will listen to you then. Okay?
I just
want to
know,
right, you know
come, Eddie, Ida.
Yes.
I just want to know why they won't expel or suspend the kids that create these horrible events to other kids. What is the problem? I've been researching, trying to find out what is wrong. Will they get a lawsuit if they expel a kid that's a bully, or what?
Okay,
does
here's
anybody...
what we're gonna deal with that in just a minute. Hold that thought. All the way from Texas, Linda Jones Bell said we've got to get our children back to church, practice,
yes.
and principles. Worldly things are taking priority over. Are taking priority all 7 days of the week. I agree 100%. Thank you, Cousin Linda. It couldn't have been said even – nobody couldn't have said it better. That is the problem. There, you know, during the pandemic, I don't know if y'all realize this. They shut down the churches. They shut down the churches on purpose. You could only have 10 people in church, and the pastor could be the only one in the pulpit, and you could only have one person in the choir. Why did the government do that? Well, the government did that because they've been trying to shut down churches. They can't find a way to do it, so they used the pandemic. They locked everybody up in the house, and they took all the kids out of school, and this is all a premeditated conspiracy to get just what we're getting right now. Out of control kids, out of control adults, and out of control parents. I'm not saying all of the parents are out of control, but now whatever happened to the PTA meetings? What happened to the Parent Teachers Association? It just, you don't even hear about that anymore. You don't hear about no Parent Teachers Association, period, at all, which takes me, oh, wait, Linda Jones said church was the last place to be reopened. What's up, Brother Don Wyatt? Don Wyatt, please tell 10 other people. Don Wyatt is a prolific musician. I'm so glad he's on our show. He is a celebrity. He's on our show. Here we go. The church was the last place to open. This came all the way from Texas. You're right. After the pandemic, the last thing to open was the church. And are they trying to shut the church down? Yes, they are. They've been working on shutting the church down. This ain't new, and they're going to do it. They're going to pretty soon, if you don't know the Bible, you might as well just give it up because they're going to hang the Bible up too. They're going to take all the Bibles. Now they're trying to take the crosses off the churches. I don't know why, but they want to take the crosses off the church now. The devil has been busy. Remember, the devil used one Caucasian white woman to take prayer out of school 50 years ago, and prayer has not been back in school since. Okay? I want to share some things with you from Facebook Live. A lot of people are commenting. Okay, Vera said, paddle with holes in it. I remember that. I got a SWAT one time. Back in the day, the boys got ranches and braided it. That's right. Back in the day, you got to go outside and pick your own switch. And at school, you would get a paddle. You would get a SWAT. And it was okay. And you were okay with it. And your parents were too. Now, Sandra Daniel said, when we were growing up and we act up, we got our butts spanked with that belt. But it made us realize that we appreciated those spanking our butts. Young is not going to church. We had to go to church, and all that fell by the wayside. I agree with you 100%. And Amelia said, parents working 2 and 3 jobs in order to invest in material things, no time for family. That is, all these are phenomenal, fantastic, tremendous statements that are coming from Facebook Live right now. Somebody said, train up a child. Wait a minute. This is so important. Wait. Sheila said, it can only be left up to church to make our children see how to do things right. Has to be done beyond Sunday. And yes, you're right. That's right. But hey, let me say something to that. When we were young going to church, we went to Bible study. We went to church. We went to Sunday school. It was a bunch of stuff for you to do during the week at church. They kept you busy at church, and you didn't have time to be hanging out in the streets. But with the churches being shut down, these are the consequences of what happens when you take God out of these kids' lives and out of adult lives too. Because don't let me get it wrong. A lot of adults have gotten away from church. They just partying so hard. Everybody's on.
I will say it took structure away from children, the discipline.
Yes, it
like
did.
I said in the beginning of our conversation. I really feel
good morning, Gloria.
Because God is everywhere. He'll never go away.
You're right. And Bobby Thompson said, train a child up in the way they should. Wait, hold on. Let me get this right. Train up a child in the way they should go, that the world of God will be instilled inside of them. And I agree. Hallelujah. Yes. Cassandra Pullum said, consequences for actions are facts. That's right. And we don't have enough consequences for all the actions, but we will on Wednesday when we go to that school. Leticia Booker said, preach while the walls are listening. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. I agree with that. We need to keep preaching to our kids. We don't preach to them enough. We're so busy trying to pacify our kids. That's why all these kids are out of control. We give it to them like a microwave. They want life like a microwave right now. No, don't hand your kids a $200 pair of tennis shoes. Don't hand your kids a $200 computer. No, make them work for it. Okay. Cousin Linda Jones said, some parents are doing them and children are left to the streets. You are so right. A lot of our kids are being left to the streets. If a parent got three jobs, how are they going to spend any time with their own kids? I don't know. Do you know? That's a problem. Patricia Booker said, but it also says, forsake not the gathering of the saints. Okay, that's another problem. You know, a lot of people... Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Okay. Now, okay, we're going to go back because everybody is chiming in on Facebook Live. Thank you guys so much. This is so very important. Love you guys, too. Thank you so much. Okay. Somebody says, wait, hold on. Okay, let me get this. Wait. Okay, hold on. Amen. Okay, we're going to do that in just a moment. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to listen to us on blogtalkradio.com, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ production, and you can see all the pictures and everything, okay? That's blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you want to see me live right now, I'm talking right from where we're doing the show, you go to Facebook to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. And I've been doing this civil rights work for over 30 years. So this is not new to me. But this bullying problem is out of control. The kids in elementary committing crimes is out of control. And safety needs more control. There's no safety from the elementary school level to the even the college level now. All the school shootings, the school murders, all this stuff is out of control. The devil is happy right now. Let's see. let's call the number here, see if we can get Tutu on the line here. Let's see if we can get Tutu in the studio with us. We're calling you right now. Let's see what happens. Call right now. We call a lot of people during the show, and let's see if we can get her. Ringing. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Okay, there's no answer. We'll call back later. Okay, right now we want to get into that. Let's see. Okay, I don't know how that happened, but let's see. All right. Cancel. All right, there we go. Okay, we tried to reach Tutu, but we couldn't. Now we're going to switch roles a little bit because, you know, we have all these complaints about what's going on in the school and what's not going on in the school, what's happening with the kids, what's not happening with the kids. But there's one thing that we left out that we need to talk about, and that's fatherhood. We need to talk about fatherhood. But before we go into fatherhood, I want to go back to Ida. Ida, come back on the line. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear
Ida,
me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. I want to read something that you just shared. You said Carter is in a new school. Hey, Amelia. Hey, Letitia. You said Carter's in a new school now after the pain of leaving his school due to being bullied at Perchy Elementary. A little girl at his new school is teasing him, calling him a new boy with no friends. He also tried to take his pencil. Wow, is this another form of bullying? Ooh, Jesus. Like I said, every school in the district needs to be revitalized, rehabilitated, rejuvenated, restored, and revamped because they're all having problems. Every school in the district is having problems. And... I want to go to our professor, Professor Reams, and then we're going to go to another topic. We're going to get closing remarks from Ida, and we're going to, you know, we're going to be right back to our next topic, which is about fatherhood. We're going to talk about the fatherhood principle, God's design and destiny for every man, because it all starts with a man, okay? A man got to man up and be a father. And if you're not a father, you should be a mentor. And if you're not a mentor, you should be a teacher. And if you're not a teacher, you need to be a leader. But it takes a man to raise these children. No mother can raise them all by herself. You got to either be an uncle or a cousin, but it's time for us to get involved, men. I want to see a bunch of men at our rally on Wednesday. I want to see all you brothers come out there. If you don't just talk about it, be about it. Don't just be on the show just like, no, I want you to come on down and join us. We're going to be down there for 2.5 hours. We're going to be live with the press. We're going to have the newspapers, the TV, media, and everybody else. And concerned parents, and concerned teachers, and concerned, we're going to take this all the way to the top. We want the community to come out and join us. Without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Will you be able to get a press release out for us? And how do you feel about the kids being having problems with safety? And being that you're a professor at a university, how do you feel about safety? And how do you feel about bullying? Please take the floor, Professor Reams.
At first, regarding the press release, absolutely. I have a good bit of the information, but we'll talk offline on more of the details, and I'll send it out as I've done with the other press releases. So you've got that for today. As far as the what is going on, does it surprise me? No, because unfortunately, one of the things that I noticed with all the parents, and even when I was growing up, was that bullying was sort of a kind of a rite of passage or so, where you they would say, oh, well, this you're just being bullied, but this will help you to become a better person, and, you know, you can confront the bully and all these other things in general. But when that was done, it still didn't stop the bullying, or at least everyone having the opportunity to get bullied, because then when the person went to the martial arts, as you shared, then they'd end up becoming the bully. So it's almost like reciprocal everywhere, all over the place. So when we started seeing all this, I asked a question on, okay, if something happens and there is a problem and someone gets bullied overall, is there suspension or expulsion? And the California Education Code 48900 says, yes, your child can be suspended for a certain offenses. So it'll be interesting that if California is saying that you can, your child can get suspended, why this school is not following suit unless there's been something going on within the parents or so or whoever it is. Because whenever I would talk with students overall, and then even when younger, when my parents and or family members would try to question the family about even what's going on in their house, they would be just as bad as a kid and would try to attack them, saying that, oh, you're telling me I'm a bad parent? What are you trying to say, sort of thing? When, in fact, we're seeing what has happened in the classroom when we've taken the student into the principal's office, we've had that discussion where the parents are so protective, you're then getting into lines of privacy issues on what's going on in the home. So when we talk about that foundation, about the father and the mother and everyone being involved, whatever their public self is may not be what is actually being going on in the home itself, which is why when attorneys get to it, it's sort of like, okay, were you gaslighting us when you're saying you've done this with your children, but you're actually doing this? Because now if this gets out, you're going to be – looked upon as horrible people, or as you say, Pastor Jones, cray cray, because you just lied because you didn't want to show what was really going on in your home. So that's where we always run into that biggest problem. And so with this, to say what happens, it just doesn't stop there. This is why we're having this at the universities. We're in Michigan State, or whoever, they got the gun and then they sprayed it and killed off some students. We just had a drill for us to do three things. run, hide, and fight. So many of
wow.
my colleagues are now trying to figure out what's the best escape route for our students. If not, where we can hide around the student, the college area, or what we're going to use as our weapon to fight in case that there's no other alternative. And they says, you know, you're going to fight for your life. So I'm going to have to pick up a table, chair, pen, whatever I can find in that classroom to block the door or to harm the other person and try to get the gun away from them because of the fact that we didn't do the right job in the early days of their development. So this is unfortunately the harsh reality when you have gun laws that are being fought by one group. You've got private interests being fearful of harming the sanctity of the reputation of the parents, and that when you try to enforce this stuff, then there goes the lawsuit from the parents against the school for disrupting their baby because of the fact that they brought a gun. So it is not a good thing. So this protest opens up the idea that since this is a state of emergency for our homeless, there better be a state of emergency for bullying and the school system and to do an overhaul to find out, okay, you're failing in every way. If I were to give you a grade on how you're doing, what are we going to do to fix it?
Right.
So, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you because it's a mess. It's a mess. But like we said, you're taking the first baby step. We're all taking the first baby step. And there's a gentleman that I keep referring to where we talk about regulate, legislate, and litigate. Well, this is it because we got regulations already on the books to help fix this. It's just the folks aren't applying it and or they don't have the will to enforce it. Now, if there needs to be a change, then we go to legislate and talk to our legislators, like mayor, governor, and the president, and say, okay, look, we need to strengthen these things. And if not, then we need to put in some legislation and litigate to protect whatever's going on because then the litigation gets out of control. So this is the first day that the Lord has made that says that enough is enough. Something has to be a linchpin, and I would think that Gardena would be the linchpin that explodes it out to address everything within the school system. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Oh, thank you so much, Professor Reams. That's our professor. Let's give Professor Reams a big hand because he really broke it down in the layman terms. Thank you. Thank you so much, Professor Reams, for breaking it down in the layman terms. Now, Letitia Booker on Facebook Live, Letitia says, as a former educator, many of the schools did not or does not follow the protocol of suspension or expulsion, and the parents of the child that was targeted doesn't even get to inquire about what was done to that bully as far as accountability is concerned. I agree with you. Cassandra Pullum said
right.
We need to be in survival mode. We got to be in survival mode. And Brenda Hader Shaker Kelly says some parents are working two or three jobs to stay away from the kids. It hurts me every time I hear a parent saying, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. Let's see. I hear a parent saying, I need a break. I need some me time, a vacation. Please stop making these statements because God will show you who needs the time away from whoever. Love these kids. They are here for a reason. God is in control. Your life is already planned. He knows who can handle whose death we are in order according to our strength. Now we're getting ready to go to Bishop. I just wanted to share it's a lot of things being said on Facebook Live. What are beautiful things. Thank you, everybody on Facebook Live. Keep bringing it. Don't forget to go to blogtalkradio.com. Wait, hold on a second. We got a call in the 503-747 area code. Caller in the 503-747 area code, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm appalled at what's going on.
Well, yes, you are, Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning,
Linda.
Good morning.
All the way from Morgan. She says she's appalled at what's going on. Amelia Johnson Harville said government needs to focus on safety and shows being released to the public for entertainment. Copycat crime.
You're right.
You know what? Actually, a lot of these shows on there, and Cassandra Pullum, good morning to you. Oh, she said good morning to you, Linda Goldie. You got to know that the TV, you know, back in the day, the TV was the babysitter. Now, these games and these cell phones are the babysitters. Artificial intelligence is taking over our kids' minds, and adults too. And if you got a parent that's on the phone all the time, and you got a kid that's on the phone all the time too, that means the parent is not taking care of the kid. He's taking care of what's going on social media. Too busy trying to respond back to Facebook and Instagram and all that, where there's a whole lot of stuff on Instagram that no kid needs to be seeing, okay? Instagram is like a lightweight, it's just terrible what's all on Instagram. Y'all know what's on Instagram. You know it's a lot of butt shaking on Instagram and a lot of prostitution on Instagram, a lot of fleshly, ungodly activities on TikTok and Instagram. And y'all know it be going on every day. As a matter of fact, I see mothers on there twerking and with their daughters on Instagram and Facebook. You know, if you just go scamming through there, you might want to look at your Instagram because I promote my shows on social media. I'm trying to promote my show, and then I run into all of this corruption on there. It's a lot of devilish, demonic stuff on there. And guess what? That too starts at home. Right now, we're going to switch reels a little bit. We're going to come right back to you in a minute. But right now, we're going to talk about something very important. We're going to have Bishop Ida. Don't go anywhere. We need you, Ida. Don't go anywhere. We need you. Dr. Miles Monroe wrote a book called The Fatherhood Principle, God's Design and Destiny for Every Man. And we need to man up, guys. Well, there's things on Instagram I don't even need to see. That's right, Sheila. Sheila Timberlake said there's things on Instagram that she don't even need to see. There's things on there as a pastor that I never thought I would see. And I'm like, well, I'm a pastor, and I'm trying to go through Instagram to promote my show on Instagram, and then I run into all this corruption on there, and the devil is happy. The devil's happy with bringing stuff on TV to mess our kids' minds up. And I don't even want to get started on some other things. This is not the week to talk about this. Without further ado, Bishop Emeritus Taylor, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, Brother Eddie.
We're talking about a book that you just gave me this book. I read over the area, but I'm going to let you get into the book. And before we start on your book, I want to make sure we get this address out to everybody. Ida Jordan just gave us the address to the school. It's Purchie Elementary in the city of Gardena. The school address is 13210 Purchie, P-U-R-C-H-E Avenue, Gardena, California, 90249. The phone number to the school is 310-323-3184. 310-323-3184. Again, I'm going to give out the address one more time. Purchie Elementary, P-U-R-C-H-E, Elementary. The address is 13210 Purchie Avenue, Gardena, California, 90249. We will be there this Wednesday, February 22nd, at 11 a.m. sharp. Our press conference starts at 11 a.m. sharp. And we are not playing around. Our kids need safety in the school, and our kids don't need to be bullied while they're at school. And this has been going on for years. But when a 7-year-old is stabbed in the neck with a pencil or a pen, and nothing is done to the kids who did it, then we need to do something to make sure that something is not only done about that, but that our kids can go to school and not worry about safety. Our kids can go to the bathroom without being bullied or beat up or stabbed in the bathroom. And we could go on and on and on. Join us on Wednesday, February the 22nd, 2023, at 11 a.m. sharp, rallying for the protection of our kids. That's what we're going to be doing. And if you want to be a part of it, come on down. I dare you to join us. Hey, what's up, Cousin Charles Jones? I dare you to join us down there. You see, all the information is on Facebook Live right now. The press release will go out today. The press conference will be this Wednesday at 11 a.m., and strength runs in numbers. So we need all the numbers to come out and support us because we want to make sure our kids are safe at school, and safety should be a priority for the whole entire school district. But we're going to be at Pergy Elementary this Wednesday at 11 a.m. sharp. And we need you to come out and support us. We need you to come out and help us protest. We need you as parents to come out to support, to make sure that our kids are safe when they go to school. Without safety, you have crime. And with crime, you have injuries and even death. So we want to stop bullying and we want to stop crime. Without further ado, good morning, Sister Barbara Hubbard. Good morning, Sister Felita, First Lady Felita Wiltz. We're going to talk about Dad is Destiny. Dad is Destiny, because this is a big thing. So without further ado, Bishop Taylor, take the floor. Tell us about Dad is Destiny, which is coming out of the book that we're reading called The Fatherhood Principle. Go ahead, Bishop Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Eddie. Before I start that, though, I want to ask, if you are a part of a church, if you are part of an organization or ministry, and you have a T-shirt or something, wear that so that the people will know where we are from. We are better together.
Yes.
We are many minimals. We are many ministries, but we're going to be standing for one common cause. So when we meet on Wednesday, if you have a T-shirt, if you're from the Eddie Jones Show, if you're from Sound Mind One Third Ministry, if you're from Save Our Seed or whatever church you're from, so that the camera will know, let them know that we are all different, but we are all standing for one common cause. Is that all right?
That's all right, Bishop. That's all right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Second thing, we want to pray. I heard a comment about a lady. Something happened to some other lady. You were trying to get on the phone. And then we want to pray for Sister Ida, for her son, before we get into this. Okay. Is that all right?
That is definitely all right. Okay, Ida, are you still with us?
Yes.
Ida, could you give us the young lady, could you give her the number to the show and see if she could call in? Because I tried to call her, but there was no answer.
Okay, I'm going to get offline and try to call her. Hold on.
Okay, but before you do that, give us her name.
Her name is Ethel Collins.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
And who passed away? Who passed away in her family?
Her nephew, which is 30 years old, his wife flew out of the car in an accident, and she died on impact. I think this was either today or yesterday. She called me this morning crying.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this part of the game, we can't fall for nothing. We have to get up, stand up for your rights. Don't give up the fight. We're not going backwards. We're going forward, okay? And with that being said, we're going to pray for the young lady, Tutu. Her nephew's wife was in a car accident where she was thrown from the window and died on impact. And so without further ado, we're going to pray for the safety of our kids, and we're also going to pray to stop the bullying in the entire school district, not just one elementary school, but every school, because the school shootings are happening at elementary level, middle school level, high school level, and universities. We just had a big shooting at Michigan State. Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me get on with you. Let me hang up this other line.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Eddie, can you...
I'm sorry, say that again. Can I hear you?
Tutu.
Hello?
Wait, Tutu, I had her on the line. Tutu.
She said she was going to hang up another line.
Yeah, she probably hung us up.
Okay, well, I hope not.
Now she's calling
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay, Sheila Timberlake says, send me a post so I can report it all. Okay, I want to let everybody know I'm going to put the press release out. I will send it to all the D-House people. I'm going to send it to you, Sheila, so you can get it out to all the D-House people so all the Dorsey people can come out and support us. We need everybody. I want to also pray for a good friend of mine that I care about very much that we all gone to school with. I want to keep her in our prayers. Her name is Terry Worthy. I want to keep Terry Worthy in our prayers, too. And want to keep all of the Dorsey alumni in prayer, you know. And please keep me in prayer because as a leader, I have to stay prayed up. I've been challenged in a lot of different ways because this work is getting more and more and increasing more and more because
you hear
we have
him,
more and more civil issues.
Tutu.
Hello.
I hear him.
Yes.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, Tutu. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm hanging in there. God is good. I woke up this morning. Thanks a lot. How about yourself?
I'm feeling fantastic. It's a wonderful, beautiful day that God has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. First of all, I want to send my deepest sympathies. I want to send my deepest sympathies and condolences at the loss of your loved one and your family member. I want you to know as you go through the bereavement, we are here with you. I'm Pastor Eddie Jones, and I want you to know that we as a family support you. You are in our prayers, and I want you to know that God is with you, and he's holding you right now. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And with that being said, we're going to say a prayer for what's going on with Ida. Well, what's going on with you? Could you say your loved one that passed away? Could you give us their name, please?
Yes. It's my nephew's wife.
Yes.
And
Mr. and Mrs. What's their last name?
I can't even think.
William.
I can't even think straight. Williams.
Okay, well, Mr. and Mrs. Williams is in our prayers. With that
yes.
being said, and we're going to pray also for Sister Terry Worthy and for anybody out there who's going through anything. This prayer is for everybody on our line. If you have any prayer requests right now, just throw them up in the air, whatever prayer requests you have. But before we start the prayer, we're going to have just a small moment of silence. And then, Bishop Taylor, would you go ahead and take over in prayer, okay?
Yes, sir.
Bishop Taylor? Okay.
All right,
so we're going to have a small moment of silence starting right now. And we're going to keep anybody that's in prayer, and prayer's going up right now in Jesus' name. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. A moment of silence. All right. We just had a moment of silence on the show. With that being said, so whatever your prayer request is, if you're on Facebook Live, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, or you called in on the phone, whatever your prayer request is, send it up to God. Even though we can't hear it, God hears all our prayers. Bishop
Thank
Taylor,
you,
please. Bishop Taylor, please take the floor and lead us in a much-needed prayer.
Thank you so much, Brother Eddie. I'm going to ask those of you that can, put your phone on mute, and then I will give you a time later to speak that everybody might be able to hear what we give. Father God, in the name of Jesus, how we magnify and glorify your holy and righteous name. How we thank you for this 20th day of January 2023. We thank you for this Eddie Jones radio talk show, the blog show, and to all of us that are on the phone and on Facebook, we thank God for each of you. God, we come praying now, interceding for Sister Jordan, for her son, for the Williams family, Sister Tutu, and the rest, oh God, and to all of the names that's been heard up to you, Lord, you know, those that we could not even utter. Your word said that when we could not utter them, you would take our groanings to your throne. So, God, we ask that you, being the know-it-all God, you know who's in our mind and who's in our hearts. And, God, you know the exact reason and the cause. So we pray today that you would comfort each of them with the comfort in which your father comforted you. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing us to stand in solidarity, stand in empathy and sympathy with those that are hurting for whatever reason. And we bless you. We bless you for this platform, this talk show. We pray for Pastor Eddie Jones Jr. And all of the leaders on this show, God, and this ministry, and those that names were not called, that we might do the work that you have called us to do while it's day, because when night comes, we can't work. Bless us now. Bless the presentation that I'm going to give as now, God, and let it be useful and helpful. Bless. Thank you for those pioneers that have gone on before. Oh, God, those that have written books and left information for us. We thank you for these two books by Dr. Miles Monroe, The Fatherhood Principle and A Man of Purpose and Power, teaching us to be men of purpose and power, to be good fathers, to be papas, peers, and proteges. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. And it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, fatherhood is very important, y'all. We're talking about fathers need to be stepping up, and this is a project. There's a project that Bishop Taylor's over. It's called Save Our Seed. And I'm also going to be sitting, if I'm not mistaken, on the executive board with him with Save Our Seed, because we got to save our seeds. This is a problem. Our seeds are being killed, murdered off. But if it ain't the police doing it, then, you know, it's all kinds of stuff going on. And we need to stop and save our seeds. And we need fathers to do that. We need mothers to do that. We need aunts and uncles and cousins and mentors to save our seeds. And so with that being said, today, Bishop, I'm sorry that we went over. We're not going to have a lot of time, but can we do this again next week? But I want you to start off with Dad is Destiny and just read page number 9 and then just give us a little bit on it. And then next week, that'll be the first thing that we do, because we went a little bit over and we were supposed to get it. It's 10:32. We were supposed to get into our regular segment, but we start talking about kids and everything, and we went over today. So can we open up with Dad is Destiny and then elaborate a little bit and then finish it up on next week?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so go right ahead, Bishop Taylor, nice and loud. Please take the floor. We're coming out of the book called The Fatherhood Principle. Everybody should buy this book. Everybody should buy this book by Dr. Miles Monroe. I know everybody looks backwards on here, but everybody should buy this book by Dr. Miles Monroe, and it's called the Fatherhood Principle, God's Design and Destiny for Every Man. That includes me, and it includes you if you're a man. Go right ahead, Bishop. Take the floor.
Thank you so much, Brother Eddie, and I do recommend, it's going to be two books we're working out of, and they both was by Miles Monroe, The Fatherhood Principle, God's Design and Destiny for Every Man. And then he put out a 90-day devotional called A Man of Purpose and Power. And I recommend both of these books. Amen. But very quickly, in both books, there's a topic called Dad is Destiny. Dad is Destiny. February the 27th, 1995, the U.S. News and World Report put out an article called Dad is Destiny. Dad is Destiny. And that embodies both the problem and the solution for the majority of our society's ills. It's the key to the salvation and the restoration of mankind. About 2,500 years ago, the biblical prophet Malachi spoke of the works and purpose of the coming Messiah. And in Malachi 4 and 6, I want you guys to write it down, Malachi 4 and 6, that he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. And then I want to give you three other scriptures that I want you to write down. Psalms 11 and 3, Psalms 82 and 5, and Malachi 4, 1 through 6. I want you to read those. I want to say one other thing to you, and we're going to get into more of this on next week, but this is what the survey took. It says, in the modern day society, it impacts on this and the future generations, rich or poor, white or black, the children of divorce and those born outside of marriage struggle through life at immeasurable disadvantage, according to a growing choir of social thinkers. Many social scientists and behavior experts challenge the view that external forces like street crime, lousy schools, and economical stress lies behind the crisis in our families. The reverse cycle is that the breakdown in the family that feeds social ills. The National Fatherhood Initiative compiled an information from various sources, and this is what they came up with, that children in father-absent homes are 5 times more likely to be poor. Infant mortality rates are at one-eighth time higher for infants of unmarried mothers than married mothers. Youth in father-absent households still have significantly higher odds of incarceration than those in a mother and father family. Youth are more at risk at substance use without a highly involved father. So there's so many things that we're going to talk about on next week. But the word of God in Psalms 11 and 3 says, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? That is destiny, and it embodies both the problems and the solution for the majority of the social ills. Back to you, Brother Eddie.
Let's give a big hand for Bishop Emeritus Taylor. Let's give him a big hand, you guys. Bishop Emeritus Taylor just shared. That's very important.
Super.
Well, wow. Now that information is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers, okay? That is some pertinent information. We see a lot of our young kids, because the fathers are in prison. The fathers are going to jail. They're in prison. They're being killed by the police. They're being killed by other people, shot down in the streets. And when you take a father out of a home, you take a key element out of the home for leadership. Wanda Long said, Bishop Taylor, Pastor Emeritus Monroe is even Miles Monroe. He even has a great advice for women, wives, and mothers. That's right, and we're going to get to that. Next week we're going to have Bishop back on. We're gonna follow through on this. We're not just stopping right here, but we're going to go into our regular segment. We wanted to give you a piece. And by the way, I want to give you another topic for next week. That's going to be our first topic. Our second topic is going to be a drug that's been killing a lot of people called fentanyl. And we're going to talk about fentanyl next week. And not only are we going to talk about it, but we're going to talk about what is fentanyl. Why are people dying from it? And then there's a drug that goes along that they're putting with the fentanyl called xylazine. Xylazine is used to put horses and cows and animals to sleep. It's a tranquilizer, and they're mixing it with the fentanyl. That's why people are now acting like zombies. We're not going to talk about it this week, but we're going to talk about it next week. So if you know anybody that's on fentanyl, you probably do. We're going to talk about that next week.
because we're talking about drugs taking over home. And once these people get on fentanyl, they can't be a parent because the drug takes you over. And it makes sores all over your body. It makes lacerations on your body. And you're so high from the drug, you don't even know that it's going on. They've been showing people who they act like zombies on the fentanyl mixed with the xylazine. And this is a premeditated conspiracy to destroy families and destroy lives. Without further ado, it is time for health and wellness. Health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie. Before I begin, I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. Today I will speak to you about the importance of fitness and exercise. We all must exercise. And just think, it's also in the Bible. The first scripture I will tell you about is 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. The second is 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 27. We must all nourish and take care of our body given by God. And when I say body, I'm speaking of the spirit, our mind, our soul, and our physical body. And remember, why we should do these? Because there are so many benefits. And when we do not, we will feel tired, sluggish, will gain weight, and will really feel overwhelmed. But when we exercise, we'll feel love, happiness, joy, we'll have a better range of motion. Our spirit is elevated, and we have endorphins and serotonin levels that will rise. It encourages great blood flow. It stimulates our brain, helps to reduce stress, and it is also a mood booster for those of us that sometimes go through things mentally. So it is a great help for mental health. It will also decrease dementia, and it will aid in the oxygen flow throughout our entire body. It will strengthen our heart and increase our energy levels. When can we do this? We can do it anytime, any place, and anywhere, whether you're watching TV, at home, at work, or if you are just sitting. If you are one that can't exercise too much, try something really light like Tai Chi. Try stretching. You can do squats, sit-ups, push-ups. You could do some resistance training. And better yet, we must include this in our life every single day. But if you can, try a little of yoga or Pilates. Dance to your favorite music. And be encouraged. Be encouraged by getting an accountability partner. Start journaling about what you're doing to make your life complete with wellness. If you can, wear the proper attire prior to exercising, and make sure that you check with your doctor to find out if you are in great health to believe your workout plan. Know what your blood pressure is, your blood sugar, and with your weight. And we can do these things by adding light weights. We can walk on the treadmill. We can use the step machine, the trampoline, because we are adding endurance to our life. So if you invest in a stationary bicycle or do any type of aerobic exercise, this will help the stiffness we feel in our entire body, especially the neck, our shoulders, back, hips, muscles, tendons, and ligaments. And if you're feeling that hip pain, it's great to do rotations of the hips. And we ladies really enjoy the hula hoop, because I know I still do to this day. If you can, try more water. And if you do not enjoy water, make your infused water. We'll speak about that another time. Plan a healthy meal choice and try and stay away from the drive-thru. Now, sometimes we need to make sure that we give ourselves a reward. when we're doing something special and it takes us out of our different element, reward yourself with something like a spa treatment, a massage. Take yourself to the show or just spend time with nature or soak in the jacuzzi. And last but not least, I wanted to tell you about a couple of snacks because I am one that enjoys snacking. So I just want to mention a couple of things. You can snack on celery with hummus or cream cheese, carrots and seeds, all the seeds like almond, pecans, and sunflower. If you are me, I like seaweed. Try some chips. And when I say chips, I'm speaking of some homemade kale chips, chickpea chips, or some green bean chips. Try more dried fruit. And if you like cereal, try some cashew milk or almond milk. And if you eat yogurt, try the dairy-free yogurt or the Greek yogurt. You can even chop up some red bell peppers and have that with guacamole. Just add a couple of things like some apples. You can have that with the cashew butter or peanut butter. Include more berries. And we can also have something like sweet potatoes, or you can make some boiled eggs with salmon. And if you can, chop up some cucumber because a lot of these have a lot of water. And remember, our food affects our mood and our sleep. So in closing, if you can, add fitness exercise. Stay hydrated. The importance of fruit and vegetables. And always reward yourself. And thank you, Eddie, for this time on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And keep your body alkaline and add the best to it because you are the best.
All right, all right. Let's give a big hand for Vera for health and wellness. Thank you, Vera, for health and wellness. Wow, that was beautiful. very, very nice. Without further ado, okay. Without further ado, it is time for words of wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor and give us words of wisdom. Amen.
Amen. Good morning again, everyone. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today has been a very heavy show, so I just want to keep this very light for everyone. So I pray you enjoy our wonderful creators breathing life into us. All these magnificent abilities that we have from birth to how we learn to love unconditionally, to remember that we do things with repetition, routine. We have to compromise and sacrifice blood, sweat, and tears every single day. A special tribute to every parent, no matter how much anyone does not see how much you do. I just want to acknowledge and give you some light today and say thank you because it is hard, and our children do not come with manuals. So thank you for the work that you have done. I appreciate every parent, and I also want to say God bless to Ida especially because I know it's hard, and I have four sons and a daughter. And my granddaughter as well, who I just, you know, have had the privilege to be a part of her life. So there are some things that I do understand, but I'm still walking in that light of understanding full parenthood. So wisdom is always necessary. So to my elders and everyone listening, God bless you. Thank you for your work. It is not go in vain. And I pray everyone have a great rest of your week. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Talana, for words of wisdom. Words of wisdom on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And now, without further ado, it's time for a little. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for words of wisdom. Now, at this time, thank you. Hey, good morning, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Thank you for coming on our show all the way down there from Louisiana. Without further ado, it is time for Poetry in Motion. Poetry in Motion. So, Linda Goldie, please take the floor. Give us Poetry in Motion. Thank you, Barbara.
This is the love of God. The love of God is never flawed when we don't understand it, and we can't demand it. It really is entirely his. We just can't amend it. And if we will pretend it, others will see through it. So it's not good to do it. Your only choice to use your voice in prayer won't guarantee an answer then or there. But down the road, the sky looks brighter and your loads a little lighter. When you know his care, it can lift you from despair. Then suddenly you're stronger to last a little longer, and his smile will make it all worthwhile.
Amen, amen. Praise God. That was a wonderful, beautiful poem. Very beautiful. Wow, that was really nice.
Beautiful.
Very nice, Linda. Now, without further ado, I want to send a big shout-out to Clarence M. Allen, who normally does a segment on our show called Regulate the Manual. However, you know, we want to send condolences to him at the loss of his brother. And also, I want to send condolences at the loss of my first cousin, Melanie's. Just want to send a shout out to my cousin Melanie and all my family at the loss of my first cousin Melanie, who passed away. And I'm, you know, still kind of emotional. I read her final rites and give some prayers with her and everything. Let's see. Okay, so let's find out where Aretha. Aretha, what's the prefix? Let's see on her number. Let's see if it's this one. Call in the 323-942 area code. Is that you, Aretha? Hello, hello. Okay, no, that's not. Okay, let's go back there. Let's see. Call in the 323-718. Is that you, Aretha? No, it's not. Let's go back up here. Let's see. We got a couple more. Call in at 562-519. Are you there? Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Is that you, Aretha? Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Sorry about that. I called from a different number. Okay.
That's okay. Without further ado, it's time for Mental Health to You. Mental Health to You with Aretha Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha. Go right ahead, Aretha. Take the floor. Give us Mental Health to You.
Okay. So good morning to Pastor Eddie Jones, and to, I'd like to acknowledge Bishop James Taylor and all of my co-hosts and Sister Ida. God bless you all, listeners and guests. We're still celebrating Black History Month, and I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge an African-American trailblazer in the field of psychology, which is the field that I am in. And so briefly, I'm going to come to you discussing Inez Beverly Foster. She was born in 1895. She died in 1934. And Inez Beverly Foster was an early 20th century psychologist who focused on educational psychology and the effects of racism. She was the first African-American woman to receive a PhD in the field of psychology in the United States. And despite facing the significant obstacles of racism and sexism, her academic achievements were impressive. And once again, she made history when she became the first African-American woman to receive a PhD in psychology in 1933. Unfortunately, her life was cut short by a car accident in 1934. She was approximately 39 at the time of her death. She had just completed her PhD the previous year. So thank God for the life and legacy of Inez Beverly Foster, an African-American trailblazer in the field of psychology. And remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Thank you so much. We're so glad you're on. We didn't know you were there, but we're so glad you've been there the whole time, Aretha. Thank you so much. Well, without further ado, it is time for the most important part of our show, and it's called The Commentary. And The Commentary is done by none other than Professor Reams, who is a real professor who works at a real university, who does an amazing commentary. So without further ado, and don't forget, we're sending a shout-out to Clarence M. Allen, who's out today, but he will be back next Monday. And to all, without further ado, Professor Reams, take the floor and give us the commentary. Then we're going to close out with Ida.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And thank you, Dr. Ariza, for reminding us, because I was going to add in the Hidden Figures, brilliant women of Mary Jackson, Katherine Johnson, and Dorothy Vaughan for their work in helping NASA to push us into space and get the first American astronaut to fly around the Earth. So that's my contribution before I go into the commentary. So thank you, Dr. Ariza, for that reminder. So everyone... Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
I accidentally hit something. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. So once again, thank you for the wonderful, the excellent, and also very heavy topic that we're dealing with the bullying in the schools. Also, I give a shout out to Cousin V, to Clarence Allen. Thank you, Dr. Granny V, for fitness and exercise as our topic for this week. To Lana, well done on words of wisdom and reminders of that, how parenting is not easy, but it is rewarding. Melanie Aubrey, I give a shout-out. And then Dr. Ariza Jones, I've given my shout-out. Thank you. And then Linda Goldie, thank you. I've received my hug. And to our wonderful guest, Bishop James Taylor, as well as Ida Jordan, for the work they're going to be doing in the next few days and what Bishop Taylor has been doing for quite some time with the fathers. So, everyone, this is the call to arms session, of which Pastor Eddie Jones has just put out there the challenge to address an issue. We've talked about this. We've talked about issues that are there, and we've had conversation of what should be done. Well, now we know what should be done. And the first leg is going to be that you confront the issue, and we're going to be confronting this issue by having the press release, and then from there, having the press there to provide public support, because this is an issue. And as you're seeing, we're finding that 500th, because here's the thing, when there's a issue in the woods or so and someone cries out, you'll never know how many other people have felt it, but they felt despair that they couldn't do anything about it until someone with courage has taken the mantle to bring it out into the light. And so that's why I salute Ida Jordan for doing this, and Pastor Eddie Jones, because this is exactly what God has asked us to do. When we see it, call it out, and then work with him through prayer, because he knows the direction that this is going to go. And it's only going to go in a good direction because now it's been called out. So the next phase is, what should we be thinking about? Well, the thing that we're going to be thinking about is just getting to the bottom of the facts. We're going to be identifying why they're not complying with California law, what is going on, which is a symptom of a bigger problem, and whether the mayors, governor, and president are going to look at this as something. Because as we've talked about, Bully the Bulls program should be integrated throughout the whole educational system and in other systems as well. So this might be the opening that we can have to put in a full bullying program that reteaches how the good Lord wants us to behave with each other as we're all going through his journey. Because when something comes up, it is always the Lord saying, you haven't done anything, there's nothing that's been done, or you've allowed to become a little bit laxed in the way you do things. So now let me just help you out with something that will push you in the direction that I need you to go. And this is where we are. And so one thing that I would say with this is that when we do this, we'll do this in love, we'll do this in prayer, but we'll also do this in forgiveness, because this is the step that's going to happen. Do we know what the reaction is going to be from the elementary school? I don't know. But in most protests, if there's any sort of defiance or if there's any sort of issues that are going on, you don't have to worry, because the fact that Pastor Jones says that everybody on deck, do what you do. I'll be handling the press release. If I can get out of class, I'll be there. But if not, I'll be there in prayer. But the major thing is that the first lines of addressing this issue has already been set for this Wednesday on the 22nd. So everyone, let's put our godly garb on our Bibles as our wonderful swords to move this forward, and then feel that this is going to be, for the word of the week, a sanctification, because we're going to turn something and make and free it of its sin, so that everyone, all our babies, can feel safe in going to school and moving in the direction that we all are moving in the name of the Lord. Because as Linda Goldie mentioned, you know, knowing that God cares lifts us out of our despair, and that smile is priceless that he gives us. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Well, thank you so much. Let's give a hand for the commentary. The commentary is such a beautiful thing and such a much-needed thing and such a wonderful thing. The commentary.
Outstanding.
Now, with that being said, thank you so much for the commentary. Let's go back to Ida. Ida, are you still with us? Let's make sure Ida, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for being on the show today. Bishop Taylor, thank you. Are you still there, Bishop Taylor?
Yes, I am.
Thank you both for being our guests on the show today. First of all, let me get closing remarks. Give us your closing remarks, Bishop Taylor.
Amen. I just want to say thank God for each of you. I'm going to put our contact, Save Our Seed contact number on the line. You can call me. We do have a conference line. We are on every day, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and on Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. And we are better together, bridging the gap, breaking down the walls, making peace with our past. Thank you so much.
And now, Ida, please take the floor. Give out the address one more time and any other information pertaining to this Wednesday. I will get a press release out to you after the show, and we're going to send a press release out to Sheila Timberlake and some other Dorsey High School people and all of our radio people and all of my friends and associates on all lines of social media. So without further ado, go right ahead. Thank you so much, Cassandra. Go ahead. Take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
Okay, thank you all for being a part of the show, listening and hearing about Carter's story. I hope Carter's story is the eyes and mind to know that it's happening all over the world. I was stricken with anger when I found out that the bullies have not been expelled nor suspended. So on Wednesday, February 22nd at 11 a.m. sharp, we're going to be at Purchie Elementary School giving a rally to support the protection for our children. And the address to Purchie Elementary School is 13210 Purchie Avenue, and that's in Gardena, 90249. If you know what the cause is for, please be there to support this. This is very serious for all children. Thank you in advance for showing up. We need you. The kids need you. And,
amen. Thank amen. You so much. Okay. Thank you so very much.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, we got some feedback going on here. Let me turn it.
Thank you so very much. Amen. Thank you so much. Oh, we got some feedback going on here. Let me turn it. Thank you so
okay.
very much.
I don't know what happened just now, but we're trying to close it off. Hold on a second, everybody.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. There we go. this has been one show today. We've had some technical difficulties, but we still came through wonderfully, and everything has been done the way it's supposed to be done. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Now, don't forget, next week we're going to follow up on a book by Dr. Miles Monroe. It's called Fatherhood Principles. And it's a very good book. And we're also going to talk about the DEA and the FBI with their investigation into fentanyl and xylazine, which is affecting a lot of our African-American people and a lot of our African – it's affecting everybody. But this drug is so bad that the FBI is going after anybody that's not only selling it but taking it. It makes people turn into zombies, and it's killing a whole bunch of innocent people. People just dropping dead off of fentanyl and xylazine. Look it up for yourself. Now, here's to what I always say every Monday as we get ready to get off the show. The only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The other thing that I always say on this show is, remember, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And last but not least, I say this to everybody every week on our show, whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. God bless you and have a wonderful week. We'll be here next Monday at the same time. And thank everybody for coming on. God bless you. God loves you. And so do I. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And, all right. All right, everybody, take care. And remember, the question is, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a deep recording, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kids here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs.